This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
Molly, it wasn't you that I missed last week. I wasn't here on Thursday. It was Dan from the Adelaide Mail. Good morning, sir.
Hey, welcome back. How was your weekend, Damon? I must ask, how was you, particularly your Saturday night? How was that?
We'll get to Port Adelaide, I think. We will unpack.
The Bulldogs got to Port Adelaide, I'll tell you that.
That's Damon's laugh when he's not sure what to do.
No,
he's
come out emotionally firing, and I'm a sad boy.
I like how
boy.
I just come on and ruin the segment. Sorry, guys.
All right, well, we'll get to Port, but let's start here. South Australian officials, Dan, appear to be footloose fans after Police Commissioner Grant Stevens said this week that high-risk activities such as dancing and also singing while drinking at licensed functions might continue to be banned for months. Should we be donning, like, Kevin Bacon-esque super tight jeans in response to this?
You know, but us, maybe. I also realise you said dancing there. I don't think that's the correct pronunciation, Damon. It's dancing. We should put a ban on people saying dancing in South Australia. That's what I think, anyway. But where do you draw the line at dancing? Surely line dancing would be okay, right?
Walk-in vaccination clinics have begun to open across the state, helping to boost our overall vaccination rates. If they prove successful, could we see more walk-in-based businesses open?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know what they need is they need a walk-in mechanics.
Yes.
You know, where's your car? Well, why do you think I walked here?
My car for about 2 months has had like oil and filter change. I filled it up with oil. I've just been ignoring it since. But if I could just do a walk-in, I'd be totally all right with that.
Yeah, it's all right. They'll just give you the oil in your hands to take home and put back in the car. I think it's great. But, you know, these pop-up, it's a pop-up vaccination clinic at the Maya Centre is what we're talking about here. But you know what they need to bring back? A pop-up Dazzle Land at the Maya Centre. I think that's what they need.
Get the vaccine, get a roller coaster. It's all in one. I like it.
Dan, exactly.
Perfect. SA Public Transport this week has blown up QR codes to maximum proportion to ensure all the passengers that are on board are checking in properly while they're commuting. What else in SA needs to be blown up to increase its efficiency?
South Road, probably. Actually, no, I didn't say that because I'll be put on a list or something, I guess. probably already on the list, but they're just adding to the evidence, I guess. But no, you mean enlarge and make bigger. I think, you know, many things in the Adelaide Mail office need to be enlarged. I'll give you that. Can we say that at this hour? I don't know. No, lots of things. Let's make things bigger and better. Like I said, blow up South Road, make it wider and bigger. And you know what? The mall's balls, enlarge them. Why not? Be fantastic.
Bigger pair of balls.
That's what everyone needs. Nicki Minaj is on about that this week. I don't know what that's about.
Weeks ago, we mentioned the proposed concept of the Torrens River Swimming Pool in the CBD, Murray Bridge. We've tried to one-up the city with the approved Sturt Reserve Master Plan. It was greenlit this week with the addition of a river swimming pool. Hopefully that's the only Torrens asset we've stolen.
Yeah, well, because speaking of greenlit, I've seen the Torrens recently and that is very green-lit. But, you know, it's great. I think it's a great idea. As long as you don't take other things from the Torrens, like the algae and microplastics, obviously, because that would make the bunyip very unhappy.
Do you think we'd get some of those scooters that have been submerged in the Torrens as well?
That'd be great. A couple of old bikes and, you know, with Adelaide's dark history, probably some bodies as well.
We could make an artificial reef.
Perfect. Why not? That's all the talk.
Dan, an NRL player from the Canterbury Bulldogs was sacked this week after alleged involvement in the theft of speakers from the club that he then attempted to sell on eBay. It's a crazy story. But on that, is there anything from the Adelaide Mail offices up for grabs? We could probably use some better infrastructure here at Power.
Yeah, that is a crazy story. We just got a new set of speakers off eBay, so maybe... But no, everything is for sale. Must go at the Adelaide Mail. It's like a Mr. Bankrupt around here. Fortunately, we don't have that much. It's just literally one filing cabinet full of cease and desist orders from various service stations around South Australia.
If you are truly Mr. Bankrupt, I'm sorry that you're not yelling at us more.
Everything must go! I can't do it.
That's better.
I feel the time has come. Let's talk about Port Adelaide.
Oh, no. What have you got to say about it, Dan?
Look, I can't say anything that hasn't already been said on social media. But, you know, can't wait to see the CEO and president, you know, actually say something about the performance. It's been some time now. We're still waiting. But, no, look, good on Port Adelaide for getting that far. But, you know, once again, can't get over the line. Did you look into flights, Damon, to Perth?
No, I thought it was bad juju, and now I'm happy that I didn't. You know, I'm usually one, Dan, that's excited to get onto AdelaideMail.com to see your take on the local stories. I did not give it a shot this week. I just wasn't up to it.
Well, look, all the jokes were already made by the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, really. So anything we would have done just been old news. So, no, we thought we'd let that one slide and just let them wallow in their own misery for another year.
Well, Power fans, it's safe to go back to AdelaideMail.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is where you can catch them. Dan, we'll do it all again next week.
I'll see you then, guys.